insane, actually. It's very surreal. I've been watching the news since about 1:30 this morning, which is about when the first suspect was taken down, and then they've just been on the pursuit for the second ever since.
Where exactly, how close to all of this and the affected area are you?
I'm in a town called Newton, which is a suburb outside, which is right next to Watertown, which is where they're looking for the second suspect.
And that's one of the towns that we heard earlier that police were telling people to stay inside and not leave, correct?
Yeah. And they've extended it now to pretty much the whole city of Boston.
Okay, you're far away from there, but I'm not too far away from there. I mean, from Watertown, obviously. Have you seen police moving up and down your street?
No, I haven't, but you can hear the helicopters overhead and sirens in the surrounding area.
What has it been like up there this week as this investigation goes on with these guys still on the loose? Were people looking over their shoulders, wondering, you know, what's next? Was it beginning to be life returning to normal? What was the situation?
I think Boston's trying to stay strong and go on as normal as possible, but there's definitely just some apprehension and just wondering until these suspects are caught, what else could be happening. I mean, on Wednesday afternoon, the federal court had a bomb threat. So, I mean, nothing has really returned back to normalcy.
Are people honoring the police request that they stay home today? Are all of your neighbors pretty much locked in their homes as well?
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody out, but they also ask you to keep the shades drawn and to keep the doors locked and to not answer anything unless it's a law enforcement official.
So it really is like being held prisoner.
Yeah.
You said you've been up since early this morning following this. You get a feeling at all of how most of Boston found out about this? Was there any inkling about it last night? I know that the police officer was shot around 11 o'clock last night. There was a carjacking.
That was an MIT police officer. That is actually connected to the suspects. There was also a armed robbery at a 7-Eleven and a carjacking. Supposedly they have bombs attached to their chests. So, I mean, this is just, it's crazy.
Yeah. And the breaking news, the Boston Globe is reporting that there is an armored car surrounding both a car and house at the intersection of Quimbley and Willow Park in Watertown. And that is, I guess, where they believe this second suspect is holed up, or that's where they think his location is at this point. So,
yep, that's about a mile. I've been reading that on Twitter as well.
That's not too far from where you are right now?
It's probably about 1.4 miles.
Wow.
Well, Christy, good luck up there. We'll probably check back with you at some point. Are you going to run the marathon again next year?
We'll see.
Has it changed the mindset of people who did that? Has it made you think, I mean, having seen it, you know, we can all talk about it in sort of dispassionate terms because we were so far away. But for those of you who were there and saw it and smelled it and heard it, does it change the way you go through life? You think about things as you go through your daily life?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I used to just live without any fear, and now there's definitely some fear instilled, but I think just time will kind of address that. Obviously, being so close to the site, it's something that you keep replaying back in your head. It's definitely a stressful and anxiety-filled type of situation. But, to say that I won't run a marathon again or the Boston Marathon again, I can't dictate that right now.